Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and this is a Wednesday show. I'm surprised I'm here, too. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, well, I have this jury duty thing hanging over my head this week, and so I have to call in every evening and see if they want me in the next day. So it's like Sunday night, no for Monday. Monday night, no for Tuesday. Tuesday night, no for Wednesday. So I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so I'll, if there's no jury duty, I will. No, you know what? I'm going to be out of town. Well, we'll see what the rest of the week looks like. Maybe one or two days left. Maybe Friday or Thursday I will be here. I'm not sure. Okay, so enough of that little whatever that's called, right? Programming, scheduling sort of thing. So how is everyone today? You ready for another interesting day? I got interesting articles for you. I'm going to talk about meditation. I have a great article on 10 reasons to meditate. I also have a great article from Louise Hay about meditation. So we'll get into meditation. The reason I bring up meditation, and I see I have a caller and you've been holding for a few minutes, and I'll be with you in a minute. Just let me talk a little bit more about what I do is healing meditations. And what is a healing meditation? Well, it's a mind, body, spirit. It's about I've tried to put it in so many words. It's about addressing what's going on with you and using meditation to clear and open yourself up to greatness in your life. I guess it just put it in a nutshell. So healing meditations, healing the mind, body, spirit from any of the negativity that's holding you back and raising your vibration. So that's what I do. That's what I love to do. And I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have a master's in metaphysics, a lot of background material there. So I try to get into what's going on with you and how can we fix it? How can you fix it? All I can do is be there to kind of guide you along, but you got to fix it. You heal. Only you can heal your own body, right? Okay, let me take a call. Oh, I'm getting a little spacey here, a little out there, cosmic. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about meditation and the value of meditation. We'll talk to some dead people and see what they have to say to us today. I always love to talk to, I call them dead people. They're not, you know, they're not dead. They're just in the non-physical world. We're in the physical world. They're in the non-physical world. There is a little buffer place between, but we won't get into that one right now. We won't discuss what that is. Maybe at another time you'd be interested to know what that little space is between the physical and the non-physical. In religion, I guess it's called limbo, but there's other names for it. Hello.
Hey, George. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. Whom am I speaking to?
I'm Lolita. I spoke to you a couple years ago on Blog Talk.
Really?
Thought I'd get back on. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well. A couple years. That's a long time.
I know. I just thought I'd go back on Blog Talk. I was wondering if you're able to see if anyone had a message for me.
Okay, let me see if any of your ancestors have anything to say to you today. I chuckle because I get words, and the words sometimes are really kind of interesting. I get when you ask if anyone, they got the word lots, like lots of them want to speak to you all the time. But for the most part, you ignore them. This is primarily a female. I mean, it's like it's a whole group. It's not just one, but it's primarily a female energy that's coming through, and it feels like everything feels very feminine, like mother's side of the family, female. And I don't get in a lot of masculine energy here at all. Okay, so what does she have to say to you? I don't get names though. So what does she have to say to you? Something to the effect, and the energy kind of feels like, the words kind of feel like you're taking the right steps, like you're taking the right course in life. This is kind of weird, but because she's saying something to the effect that, but there will be the need for a course correction in the near future. So I'm not sure what that's referring to in your life, but it's a course correction, like you're going to have to shift a little bit in your life plans, because And it feels very positive. It feels very positive, but it's going to make, you're going to have to make some changes in the near future. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. Are you?
Well, I mean, that's what life is all about, is changes. But at this present moment, I guess I'm not aware of it. But
yeah,
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, because it's not like a little tiny thing, and it feels like a big life, a life correction. Let me try to give you a little bit more details, and she gives me more details about what that's all about. It's definitely a relationship type correction. It has really nothing to do with money, other than how money affects a relationship. But it's a relationship related matter that you're going to, or you were. It's not that you're going. Yeah, you're going to make a course correction. It's something you drive. Okay.
Yep.
That's coming up in the near future for you. I don't know what it is, but that's what they're saying, is that you're going to make a course correction as to relationships in the near future.
I get it.
And it's, and I'm not going to go on too much more about this, but it feels like what I'm seeing are pictures, because they do a lot of allegorical pictures, is that you're going to discover something very precious to you in the near future, as in relationships. Okay. It's like I see the picture of somebody digging into the earth and finding a diamond or gold or something. So it's, you're going to find something very precious to you, as in relationships, in the near future. I don't know, whatever that means to you. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So be ready for it.
Okay.
Be ready for it. Okay? Got it?
Yep, that sounds great. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
That was interesting. I don't, you know, I just get this stuff and it comes through and it flows, and it's like, I feel like a grandmother type person that was trying to give her a message about. Okay, so enough of that. Oh, moving right along here. We got everybody going on. So I don't see a whole list of callers today. That's okay. I've kind of set this week up as kind of weird, because I wasn't sure what my schedule would be like. So I'm going to just jump through. Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to give you an article by Louise Hay on meditation. I thought I'd talk about meditation a little bit today. I've been leading meditations, or giving meditations, or whatever you want to call it, for years. And I really enjoy doing it. And I enjoy actually letting spirit work through me to lead the meditations. It's not like I sit around at night writing down meditations to give to people. I just let it come through. And spirit has a very good job of presenting material to people in meditations. But sometimes become very personalized in the sense of where you're going in the meditation and how that benefits you as an individual. That's what I do. Yeah, they can be rather interesting, because most of them are very much guided meditation, not necessarily just sitting there quietly observing silence. You're actually doing a journey in the meditation to discover something about yourself and to heal something about yourself and discover why you're not healing. Ooh, what's holding you back? What's holding your vibration down from that emotional, spiritual, physical healing that you need to do? I had a client this morning where we talked about that. Something's holding them back, her back, from healing. So generally, there is something that's keeping your vibration low, so you can't heal. Okay, let me give you Louise Hay's article, and I'm babbling a little bit here, having fun, but babbling. Okay, so Louise Hay, if you know who Louise Hay, Hay House, publisher, writer, and, you know, she's turning 90 soon. And this month, I think it's this month. Yeah, they're having a big party in San Diego for her 90, but she's going strong, still going, still cranking it out there, writing articles, doing things. Isn't that kind of a great thing? Okay, so this is her words. Have you thought about starting a meditation practice? I began meditating many years ago using a mantra. This can be an Indian Sanskrit words like Om, or a soothing word such as love or peace. Before I learned to meditate daily, I was so uptight and frightened at the time, and every time I meditated, I would get a headache. Ooh, that doesn't sound good. This lasted for 3 weeks as my body began to relax, perhaps for the first time in my life, and the headaches went away. I've been meditating ever since, and I've attended many classes over the years. They each offer a slightly different method of meditation. All methods have benefits, although they may not be right for you. Yeah, that's so true. There's so many different ways of meditating, and so many different teachers try to get you to do this and get you to do that. You know, sit this way, wear this, don't wear that. Don't sit on the floor, cross the legs, don't cross the legs. You know, hold your hands in a certain position, don't hold your hands in a certain position. You just have to be comfortable. It really is about just being comfortable. Wearing clothes that are comfortable, sitting in a comfortable position. Nothing worse than trying to meditate. This is my words, not hers, and we'll get back into her words in a moment. Nothing worse than trying to meditate with legs crossed, no support on your back, and you're miserable. And you're going, why am I doing this? If you need to, sit in a chair, feet on the ground, feet slightly crossed, hands to your side, hands in a mudra position, whatever is comfortable for you, whatever feels right for you in meditation. So back to her words. Many people try to start a daily meditation practice, but they never get started because they think there are rules to follow or they worry they're not doing it right. That's what I'm talking about, right? Ooh, there's no right way, no wrong way. There is no right way to meditate, and there are so many wonderful benefits to it. We become calmer, we think more clearly and make better decisions, and our stress levels decrease tremendously. Okay, now, if for no other reason to meditate and to have a meditation practice or to have somebody guide you through meditation and help you with your meditation practice, that would be enough. Just to become calmer, to think more clearly. The rest of it, or to make better decisions, to lower your stress level. That in itself is a great reason to meditate. Meditation loves and supports each day. And also we can find manifest miracles in our lives. So that's another good reason, isn't it? At least once a day, I sit quietly, breathe deeply, and go within to connect with that deep, inner, unchanging part of myself. Here resides wisdom and knowledge. Meditating is a joy for me as I connect with my inner peace of tranquility. I always come back to the present moment, refreshed and renewed, ready for the rest of my day. Now, I would suggest that don't meditate too long to start with. Don't try to string it out for 20 minutes. I used to meditate for long periods of time, for hours at a time or hour or two at a time. That isn't necessary for the benefit. Now, it's when I'm first starting my practice. I had the opportunity and the time to meditate for long periods of time. It's not necessary. As she says here, you can start with as simple 5 minutes in the morning or in the evening, whatever works best for you. I have various meditation audios if you feel more comfortable having some guidance. So many people come up to me and tell me that they go to sleep with me every night. This makes me smile. So don't worry about falling asleep during meditation. Now, if you're and one of the reasons to meditate is insomnia. So meditating at night, it relaxes you. If you start to fall asleep, that's great. It's okay. The universe is not going to judge you because you fell asleep meditating. Actually, it's kind of relaxing. Okay, so that's the reason to meditate. And I'll get into the other 10 reasons to meditate. I'm all about meditation today. And because I've been focusing my work on helping people to heal through meditation. Emotional, spiritual, and otherwise, right? And if you listen to all the reasons that they give to meditate, they don't – well, we'll talk about that. I have a caller, so I'll get to my caller, and then we'll talk more about meditation and using meditation. I got quite a bit of minutes left in the show, so we can get into all kinds of articles. I have a great article I want to talk about too. It's the best anti-aging foods. What to eat to look younger. You know, we got a society that's all about looking younger, looking younger, looking younger. So well, I don't know. Some of us just kind of gradually grow older, right? It's okay to gradually grow old. You just don't want to rush it, the aging process. So we'll talk about that. I think it's a good article, Seven Foods. So, and then we'll talk about meditation too. Shift it around a little bit. Let me take a call. Hello.
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 Hi, my name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So what's going on with Brittany today?
Well, Brittany is feeling pretty down about herself.
Well, you don't want to do that. What do you want to do that for?
I don't know. There's a lot of things going on. Recently, I just had a miscarriage on the 3rd.
I'm sorry. Oh, are you feeling – how are you doing – are you – let me ask you a question. No, and I don't want to get invasive here, but are you talking to anybody about it? Are you getting counseling of some form from it?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so are you dealing with it well on your own without help?
No, it makes me pretty depressed.
Okay.
So I would encourage my husband, we really haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I would encourage you to speak to a professional on that one a little bit, either minister or, you know, a woman primarily would be better for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A counselor, somebody who's dealt with this before, or even I'm hearing for you too, and this is kind of what Spirit's trying to tell you to do, is find a support group, people who have been through this.
Okay.
I mean, there's lots of support groups of people, women who have gone through the same experience. You don't want to do this alone. Got it?
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's really important. You need to know that you're not unusual, that it happens to a lot of women. And they have various ways of working through it and getting themselves back to into a stable emotional place. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
You'll get there. You'll get there. You absolutely will get there. I mean, time heals. Time heals. And I'm not going to try to give you any advice on this or try to, you know, smooth it over because I know it's a very emotional time for you.
Yes.
I'll tell you one thing, though, from a spiritual, psychic kind of tapping into your ancestors, those who have passed and those who have died, you know, in the non-physical world. Mm-hmm. I do get a female energy, and it's probably a great-grandmother. It feels like on your father's side versus your mother's side, okay? And I'll give you the – now, you can accept this or not accept it, and you can say that's crazy, but that's okay. What I hear from you is the soul was not ready. The soul was not ready to come through. Okay?
Okay.
Because you have to have a soul in the body. I mean, you know, we're all basically souls encased by physical form, right? And so this soul that you was going to come through you just wasn't quite ready. It wasn't the right timing for the soul.
Okay.
Now, you can accept that or not, but that's what I get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recently, my dad's mom passed away, on Easter this year. So that would probably be her.
Yeah, your grandmother, yes. Well, they're sending you lots of love from that from your ancestors. They're sending you a lot of love and comfort. And if you were ask her, you know, in a sense of asking her, she will guide you to or help you to find support that you need and love that you need.
Okay.
You know, it's not your fault, right? You understand it's not your fault.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's not something you did that created the problem.
Right, that's what the doctor told me.
So believe that.
Okay.
Don't take responsibility. I'm in a sense of don't overly take responsibility for the situation.
Right.
Okay, that's tough. But yeah, and we come back to the soul was not ready. That's what I keep getting, so you can believe it or not.
Okay.
So what else is going on? Let's see what else I have to say to you about your life.
Currently, I'm looking for full-time work. I've put my resume out there.
Absolutely. It's coming.
Is it?
Yeah. You need the distraction.
Okay. Yes.
you need the distraction. You need to be busy. You need to be working. You need to be using your skill set, and you'll be using it soon. Okay?
Okay.
Doors will be open for you. Doors will be open for you. Just be patient. Don't get down on yourself. Okay. It will happen.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's that far away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, predictions are only as good as you believe them. I always tell people that if you believe a prediction, then you help manifest it. But it feels like this month you'll be working, or at least be in a place to start working this month.
Okay.
Okay?
That
you're ready.
Happy.
You're ready.
Yes.
You're ready to make some changes in your life beyond that.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Is that it? What else? Anything else going on in your life?
No, I guess. Right now, I'm having relationship trouble.
I figured that much. Yeah, you're having that. I had felt that energy. I was going to ask you about your relationship, but I wanted you to pull it up. What's the issue?
We're constantly fighting a lot. He's right now the only one working, so he feels that, like, all the pressure's on him. And, so we're struggling. We already have 3 kids, and we're trying to pay for our house. We have a 4-bedroom house, and so things are tight, and we're constantly going at it, and it can be about even little things.
Right, and he feels the pressure, and when you start working again, it will help relieve the pressure. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm sensing on his part, your husband, is that there's a little bit of insecurity on his part.
Yes.
Okay?
We both have trust issues.
And so he, even though you're going to be working and bringing in more money, the money will not resolve all of that. You know that.
Okay. Yes. Like, I've been trying to go into the housekeeping business, and he is not for it at all.
Why?
Because of his insecurities. He, of course, in the movies and all that stuff you hear about, he's saying, like, guys that are going to try to offer me more money to do something wrong.
Okay. You know, I'm going to go back to what I originally said about you and speaking to a counselor or somebody. You both need to speak to a marriage counselor, because and I'm not trying to diagnose anything, and I'm not a therapist, but it really feels like his energy, it will improve, but he has a real block to accepting himself. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know why I said that. That's what I hear. That he doesn't feel, he feels insecure in his own self and his own beliefs on who he is. And he needs to pump himself up and to believe in himself more. Because if he's questioning your fidelity, it's really on him, not you. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
You'll get past this. You will get past this. It's tough, but you'll get past this.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to get predictions about any kind of separation or divorce or anything crazy, because that doesn't feel right. That doesn't feel good. It feels like you're a couple that has issues and problems, but you'll work through it. It feels like you'll get there. Okay?
Okay.
Because you love him.
Yes, I do.
And you wouldn't do anything to damage the marriage.
No.
Because for a lot of reasons. So you need to encourage him to believe that you're part of a team, and you're not going anywhere. You have no intention of going anywhere. It's stray.
Okay.
Sexually, it's not that important to you. I mean, not that sex is not important, but you're not driven to cheat or anything crazy, right? Absolutely
right.
Not. Yeah,
exactly.
You don't look at men. You don't look at men the way some women do.
No.
Well, he needs to understand that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll get through it. You'll get through it. Okay.
Thank
here.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
you.
Have
you
a
take
good
care.
Day.
You'll get there.
You too. Thank
okay,
you.
Bye now.
Bye bye.
Yeah, I just did that. The energy there was really interesting because it's like men, we can be strange. We can get jealous for no reason. And that's our own insecurities about a relationship that sometimes will jump up. And our own, use the word, our own manhood will get in the way of a relationship. But then in that particular instance, that lady had no intention, has no intention of cheating. Leaving her husband, doing something stupid. She really loves the family, and she wouldn't damage the family. Hopefully he'll come to recognize that in the near future. Yes, let me take another call. We'll talk more about meditation, because that's kind of my topic lately, is meditation. And then whatever else comes popping in, right? Yeah, there's foods that are really good for you. I wanted to get into that, too. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Akanksha.
I'm sorry?
This is Akanksha.
Akanksha. Okay, so how can I help
yes.
you today? Or can I help you? Maybe I can. I don't know. We'll see what happens, right?
I've been looking for something for this job outside of India. And I was hoping if you can tell me anything about it. I mean, I know I'll get it. It's just a question of when.
Okay. Well, when's really the hardest thing, isn't it, sometimes? To,
yes.
When is it really hard? Because when has a lot to do with your energy and the energy of other people around you. I tap into ancestors, and I don't, you know, that's what I'm trying to tap into is one of your ancestors. And it's on your father's side of the family. Okay, and it goes back a couple generations on your father's side. It is a masculine energy on your father's side of the family, like a great-grandfather kind of energy is what I get. Okay, so what is he trying to tell you? What he's trying to tell you is it's all being arranged for you. Those, your ancestors, are arranging this for you because they feel it's really important for you to make a change right now, like yesterday change. You want to do this now, don't you? You don't want to wait.
Yes. Yes.
So they're saying yes, it's going to happen soon because it's the timing is about right for it to take place because you're in a emotional, psychic, physical alignment for this to happen. So just relax, turn it over and say, okay, I'm ready. Just bring it to me, God, or whatever, whoever you, you know, whatever expression you want to use there. Just bring it to me. I'm ready for it. And they'll align it. Ask your ancestors. They'll bring it for you. They're going to align it in the near future. You just need to just relax and let it happen. Don't resist it. Don't fight it. Don't struggle. It's going to happen. Okay? Got it? You understand that?
Okay. Yes.
It's going to happen soon. Where are you going to live? Where do you want to work?
I want to go to London.
Ah. If you're going to have a really good experience in London, believe it or not. You're for some reason you're drawn there, aren't you? The culture and everything. For
yeah.
some reason, you have this. I know you're of Indian culture, but there's something about that culture that you love the mix of cultures together, right?
Yes.
The West and the East. So it's going to be good for you.
Yes.
You'll have a great time.
Yes.
You will feel free. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Yes.
You feel right. Your energy right now is really bound and tight and like you feel restricted and it's like you can't be free in who you really want to be, right?
Yes, that is true.
And so this will be a very freeing experience for it. Look forward to it. It's going to be fun. You're going to have a good time.
Yes, thank you.
You're going to accomplish a lot, okay?
I hope so. I hope I do.
No, dear. No, stop. Stop with the hope thing. It's not a hope. It's a do it. You will do it. You absolutely will do it. Got it? It's not about hoping.
Yes.
You will do it. You will do it. Got it?
Yes.
Believe
I
that. In your soul that you know that you can accomplish this.
Yes.
Okay, good. Take care. You'll get there. Your ancestors are supporting you. Your ancestors are supporting you in this move. They want to play with you in London, okay? Okay. Take care. Bye now.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, I listed my website there, and if you want any more of an extent, these are meant to be very short readings, and sometimes I get a little carried away. And they're saying it's really coaching readings, whatever your ancestors, whatever spirit has to say to you, not always about predictions, but more about, okay, life coaching, spirit coaching, whatever you call it. So if you need a more of an extended reading, you can contact me through my website and or write me. If you're on Facebook, you can write me. I'm on Facebook, so if you want to join me, I have a page on Facebook if you want to go there, and I do some writing and post videos, and I like to do videos. Okay, so all of that good stuff, my Facebook page is listed in my blog talk information. Also, the messenger.info, you can find me through that. I don't know if I have my Facebook page there on there. I should put it on there, huh? Okay, I got a couple callers here. Looks like I have an 856. Now, I don't know if we talked to the 602. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's in different 602. I'll check this one. Oop, they went away. No. 856 I will talk to. Okay, then we'll go back and see if that 602 number wants to talk again. Or I get the same numbers, same area codes all the time, right? Hello? Hello? You're not there. How about if I put you on hold, 856 number, if you're out there somewhere in the cosmos bouncing around, having a good time. So I'm going to put you on hold, come back. I think I do have a 602 number. So 856, I will be back to you. You know, people get busy, they do stuff. They put themselves on hold and they go get a cup of tea, cup of coffee, eat a full meal while they're waiting. I don't know. Yes, brush your teeth, all kinds of fun things. Go watch their favorite TV show. Who knows what the people are doing sometimes. Sometimes I don't want to know what people are doing while they're listening. Hello? That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hi. And
whom am I speaking to?
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Yeah, that would be kind of interesting to know what everybody's doing while they're listening. I just, you know, that would be like, I would be shocked sometimes, I think. So what's going on, Barbara? How are you?
Oh, I was just wondering if any of my loved ones have come through.
Any
that
of
I
your
lost.
Loved ones? I mean, all of the above?
Sure.
How's your mother doing?
My mother passed away when I was 5.
Yeah, so how's your mother doing? That's I'm asking her more than asking you. I'm asking her how she's doing, okay? That makes sense? Because I knew she wasn't.
Yes.
I knew she's not in a physical form. You know, I'm feeling a lot of energy here of... It's kind of like she's saying something to the effect that I've watched you all those years, even though I wasn't there in a physical form to be with you. I've always been with you in spirit because I love the way you developed in your life. And though, even though you had a lot of hard knocks through your life has always been on the upturn. I don't know what she means by that, but that's what she's saying, is that she's always been
mm-hmm.
watching you. She's always been with you at some level. And you know that I'm with you, but sometimes you ignore me. Okay? Because
okay.
you hear me whispering in your ear like a motherly advice from time to time. Do you get that? You know what I mean by that? It's
yeah.
that little inner voice that tells you not to do something or do something.
Yes.
Well, that's actually your mother telling you not to do it or do it. That little motherly advice you hear from time to time throughout the
mm-hmm.
years, that's her. She's with you all the time.
I miss her.
Okay, I'll give you a strange statement and then see if this makes any – I don't know why I'm getting this. It's something about taking out the trash, but I don't think it's literal trash. It's like garbage in your life, taking out the garbage, taking out the stuff that you no longer want physically or whatever it is, or maybe emotionally. You need to take out the garbage is what she's telling you to do, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't know if that means anything
yeah.
to you, but that's a really important statement for you is what I hear, is that you need to restart removing some things from your life, baggage, garbage, whatever it is, trash, okay?
Yes,
I'm really feeling it. Some of it is really physical stuff, not just physical stuff, things that you no longer need and should have around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's telling you to do it. Just do it. That's your motherly advice for the day. Do it. Just do it. Get it done. Get it over with.
Yeah. Right. Because
you're tied down with stuff. You're too tied down with memories. Ooh. Owie. That hurts, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know why she's saying that, but so you need to release some of these memories because they don't serve you anymore. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you so
much.
You
got some work to do. Go for it. Go do it.
Okay.
Okay,
will.
Take care. Bye now.
Okay, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I tell people things, and I get these messages. You know, and my little anxiety, I guess you'd use the word, a little bit of it. When I say these things, I just don't know how people are going to respond to it. Like I'm crazy or, you know, it's just what I hear. And I hear this big expression, take out the trash. And I'm going, okay, does she really want to hear that? I don't know. And I'm going, okay, a little anxiety. And then I put it out there. And then like 90% of the time or more, the people know what I'm talking about, which is like, thank you. You know, thank you. Thank you, spirit. I'm, you know, thank you. I'm like, whoa, am I doing the right thing? So that's why I love doing this. It's so much fun to put messages out there and for people to respond to the messages and go, oh, yeah, I get it. And a lot of times it's very allegorical. It's very symbolic. It's not a direct message like, you know, get rid of that painting or do this or do that. It's more about, you know, you got to do certain things in your life. And as I hear it, as they want to leave a certain amount of discretion on your part when you get a message, to take the message and to know what to do with it and be able to direct, to have discretion on how that applies to you, because it could be a multiple of things they want you to do or you need to do, and you need to do to bring more love into your life, to love yourself more. It's always about loving yourself more. It's always about releasing things in your life that keep you from loving yourself. Okay, so I don't have a lot of time left. I don't know if I'm going to be back tomorrow or Friday. I know I'll be back one of the 2 days, just depending on jury duty, having to go leave, going on a trip. Ah, so I have another caller, I think. No, do I? An 850 number. So let's just do that instead of be babbling about meditation. Maybe we can talk about meditation another time. That's one of my favorite things. This healing meditations is really important to me. And if you want to know more about it, contact me. Yes, you can contact me. And I do it for individuals and groups. Do it on Skype. Do it on the telephone. Whatever way you want to do it. Because everybody here has been holding, been listening. So I think this 850 number is new. So let me take that. Maybe. The thing works. Hello. It doesn't always work. Hello.
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 Hello, can you hear me?
Oh yeah, you're loud. You're almost too loud, but that's all right.
Is that better?
That's better. But do you have a name?
Sheila,
what's going on, Sheila?
I was wondering, do you have any myths? Yeah, we've talked before.
Yeah, I remember Sheila. I kind of made a joke about Australia, but you're not from Australia. So, yes. So a message for Sheila. Now, is there anybody in particular you want to get a message from? It's just, you know, you put it out there. It's a male figure. I'll give you that. So we're going to narrow it down. It's that end of the spectrum.
Right.
It's a male energy. And it really feels like on your father's side of the family, but it's somebody who knew both sides of the family really well. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So whoever this is knew both sides of the family. So it must have been a not too distant a relative that kind of knew your mother's family too. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense? That makes sense. I don't know if it makes sense or not, but that's what I heard. So what does he have to, what does he have to say to you, Sheila? The word, and this is, don't take this as a literal thing, but I think he's saying, Sheila, are you taking your medicine? Now, I don't think that's literal, but he's saying, are you taking your medicine or you need to be taking your medicine? And I think what he means is medicine is making adjustments in your life, changing things, okay? Are you taking your medicine? Are you? Does that make sense to you at all? It's not pills. It's not necessarily about pills, but are you taking corrections in your life? Are you correcting your course in life? Are you?
Well, I'm adjusting my diet.
Okay. Well, that could be part of it. That could be it. That could be taking your medicine, making adjustments that you need to make. He wants you to encourage you to continue to do it. He sees within you the willpower to do it. He sees within you the intention to do it. Okay, that's good. He's commending you for having the willpower and the adjustment to do it, but never be discouraged because the outcome will be there eventually. So don't get discouraged because the outcome will get there. You will get to where you, what's that expression? She says you'll get to the promised land. You'll get there.
That's great. I've been waiting a long time to get to the promised land.
Well, don't get too big or too, don't get too literal on that. But yeah, he's saying you're going to get there. You just take your medicine, make your adjustment, and take your medicine. Sometimes you have to avoid certain foods that you shouldn't eat and that you'd like to eat, but you know you shouldn't eat, right?
Yeah,
you know those. You know those, right? You know those.
Mm-hmm.
When you smell them, you go crazy, right? Right?
Well, I've been doing a lot of adjustments, so.
Good. You're on the right track. He's telling you you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. He's commending you for being on the right track to getting there. You will get there. You'll reach the promised land. Just keep going.
Okay.
Don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Got it.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Take your medicine. I like that. Take your medicine. I didn't know what he was talking about because it didn't feel like literal pills. Maybe she has to take certain pills to go with it. I don't know. Maybe there are certain pills that she needs to take. I would be careful with diuretics and all that sort of thing. They can cause more problems. I would always talk to your doctor before you take certain kind of medications, especially if you're trying to lose weight and what you would do for that. You know, sanity is the best way. You know, moderation. You know, what they say, the best way to lose weight is a little bit of exercise and changing the diet. I heard one of the best ways of losing weight is eat smaller portions and get smaller plates. Instead of using a full dinner plate, use a salad plate because you trick the mind into thinking you're eating a good portion of food, but you're eating about a third, like three quarters to a half of normally what you would eat. But your mind is thinking, your appetite is, oh, yeah, well, I ate a big portion of meal today, but it was really about half of what you normally eat. So eat smaller portions, but make them on smaller plates, and it helps psychologically to lose weight. So try that if you have an issue with weight loss. Okay, that was fun. I've dealt with people with weight loss. But that's the whole different story. So this has been fun. Thank you for the calls. Not sure when I will be back. Either tomorrow or Friday. If you're interested, stay tuned. Look me up because I'll be back one of those 2 days. If you need more advice, if you want a personal reading, goes beyond what we talked about, then contact me through the Messenger or through Facebook. And I will mention that it's $1 a minute. It's not, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there charge a lot more money, but I've tried to keep my rates rather reasonable over the years. And so it's $1 a minute. you know, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you need. Don't like to go too long anyway. So I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.